Radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
You are the strength of my life. To you. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you.
gracious Father, we thank you.
Amen.
And oh gracious Father,
amen.
So I can speak to your people, oh gracious Father, so they can be carried on another week, oh gracious Father.
Amen.
And oh gracious Father, we thank you for all that you've done. And many other things.
Amen.
Give your name to praise. Amen and amen.
Oh, yes, you are, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
I don't know about you.
You're the source of my strength, Lord.
I guess I was raised the old way.
Yes.
See, it's something about a praise given up to God does something to the soul. You know, you have to be 50 and above. Come from the old school. When the motherboard and the deacons and one mother start out and start with a hymn and someone in the back grabs it and keep going. Yeah. If you don't feel God sometime, I don't know about you, but I feel him. Every time he gives me a chance to wake up in the morning, it's a blessing. Because he didn't have to do it. Right. If that's his name, does something to you. Let me get into the word. If you go with me and you have your Bibles, would you go with me to Psalms 121? If you have it, say amen. If you don't, then say, go ahead, Reverend. Go on with you. And it reads the first verse of it. I would lift up my eyes, which cometh my health. You may be seated. I sit there and I, Lord, what can I tell your people to encourage them this in this time of need? Every time you turn on your TV set, it's always something. Sickness. Looking at people in my hospital, but Lord, it's praying time, church. If it's never been a time in your life, it's been a praying time. And when I looked at this first, and he said, lift up your eyes, which encompasses your help. You don't have to hang down your head, because the man that I know from Galilee can lift your head. See, no matter how much you go through, I know some of us had a difficult week, didn't know if we were going to have a meal on the table for our families, didn't know if we were going to have a job tomorrow, didn't know I was going to pay my light bill, gas bill, water bill, my car note, my insurance on my car, looking on for my children. Lord, we just in a terrible pickle. And it made me thought about it on last night when my wife was out, and I thought about this old story about the little train that engine cannot could. I know if you ever went to kindergarten and school and coming up, you heard of the little engine can I could. He looked at all the big trains, Amtrak, the big engines, didn't laugh at him because he couldn't make the hill. And more he tried to get up the hill, they laughed at him. Oh, you can't do it. I know within myself, I know I can. Every time he go up the hill, he gets slitting back. But he kept laughing and he kept laughing at him. He said, I know I can. And so one day after two or three chances, he was starting to go up that hill. And the kill he called cavalry. And he sat down and he said, well, since they're laughing at me, I'm gonna let them know what they're laughing about, and I'm gonna make the hill. That was what that hill called to him, that little engine was, when they laughed in my face and said I wasn't gonna ever make it. They said I was gonna always stay on alcohol and drugs and I would never amount to nothing, but I know I can. When they said my husband walked out on me, I know God can. When they said I would never have a home or a house, I know I can. Because the man I know is a savior. So the little engine kept going. Something on the inside of him made him keep going. Because if he give up now, it's too far back. We all have been in a desert one time or another in our lives. Some is going through. Some has been through it. Some is getting ready to go back through it. Sometimes the weight on your shoulders looks like your death can't make it. Huh? I mean, I want to talk to somebody who have really shown up, been through it. You can't tell everybody your business. But I know a man you can tell, and he takes it and bits it in his heart and lets you know, don't worry about what they say. What I say matters. You just got to keep going. When he looked at you, say, when you got your new job, girl, how you got your new job and how you do it? He can. How you be able to get that car? God can. When he been ready to pay my bills, God can. I can make it to that mountaintop. If I get to that hill called Calvary, I know everything will be all right. I know that my burdens is given. See, I'm like I say every time I come to church and I hear old song that stirs the soul. You know, my mother, when she passed, she was 98 years old. She said, son, you're going to go through stuff. You're going to go through trials and tribulation. But she was a warrior. She kept up the faith and she sang like she was. That's the reason I know is a God somewhere. Because she prayed for me. I wasn't always in church. Now, let me explain, and I said this once before. You can be in church, but the church is not going to be in you. See, when I see somebody shouting and crying, I know they've been through some stuff. And they ask you, how did you do it? It was the grace of God. I wasn't always this way. And you know, they laughed at the little engine. So you ain't gonna make it. But the little engine didn't give up. He didn't want to give up in the bottom because the bottom was too low. He looked towards the mountain. He saw this mountain and said, well, if they can do it, I might not be an Amtrak. I might not be a super faint train, fast train. But if my heart is in it and God is on my side, ain't nothing you can't do. I might not be driving a Mercedes Benz or a Jaguar. Huh? But just give me a bucket, and long as I make it to the house of God. See, sometimes, every time I reach in my pocket, and all you can feel is lift, but I was able to pay my bills. I might have not held the biggest steak, but I got food in my freezer. Got food in my cabinet. I have a warm place to sleep and lay my head. God is able. See, every time you think about where you used to be and where you're at now, God is able to bring you through. See this? See, that old people, you know, when the people look at you now versus then, man, how did you make it? God, what you been through, God was able. See, you looking at the old shell of me. Now, if you want to stay back there, you go ahead. Because every time I look at the old shell of me, I thank God that brought me through this here. See, then you look at the old shell of me, but I got a brand new walk, a brand new talk, got a brand new attitude. I don't care what nobody say, I'm standing on this battlefield. See, they look at the same man. See, that's what blows my mind. They want to talk about what you used to do. Yeah, he left me. Yeah, she walked out the house and left me. See, you get hung up on what's yesterday is tomorrow. See, like I said, I grew up in the old way, around a bunch of older people. And in my community, there were a lot of older people. Now, like I say, you got to be 50 and above. And if they saw your child, ain't you thus and such, little boy? You better not get out here and do no wrong. Huh? And I never could understand, even if I did it or not, I don't know how my mother got it, the news. See, I get home, I'd be home for she, and he never had a phone. I'm like, Mom, how you? Don't worry, boy, I know you. You wasn't always around me. But let me tell you, but that's when I tell what I'm saying, you can make it. Even through this pandemic. I know you lost some loved ones along the way. I know you got sick along the way. I know you didn't know how you were going to make ends meet, but men, God is able for his children. I mean, I'm talking about real saving children. See, you can front with me, but you cannot front with God. God loves you. He lets you know that is able, you can be able to overcome anything. Like I said a while ago, it's praying time. It's praying time for our communities. Praying time for our homes, families, the city, the state, the country, the world. It's time out for playing church, and it's time to be real with everything. See, you can't play church here. You have to be real. See, every time I can think about the God, I can go on here and shout. See, I don't care how they look at it, look how ugly he's looking, shout. So what? I don't care if my hair don't get tight on my head. God has brought me from too far. I would tell them, look, I don't care if my mascara runs. If I have to wipe off my lipstick, I'm going to serve God and shout to him. The little Hendrick, he kept trying. Can't you see him? They talked about it. They laughed in his face. Said he would never, ever get to the top. But one day he made it to the top. And I said this and I heard it. 99 and a half deaths won't do. I'm trying to make 100. That's what I'm trying to make. And that 100 is Calvary, where my God hung his head and died for my soul. Where he went, took my sins, your sins, your took it to Calvary. I will pay this price. If you think he went and then stayed in the grave, not one day, not 2 days, but I guarantee you on the third day. When he risen, he took off the old effort. Took it off. He said, you can leave your. You are reborn again. You can restart again. Don't worry about what people say. When you lost your job, God still provided for you. I know what it been. I know what it been feel like when your heart is broken. I know what it feels like when you're being talked about. I know what it feels like when your name is up and down the highway. I know what it feels like. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 You can go ahead and wear your hand. The shackles is free. Thank you. 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 Thank you for buying my life. Thank you. You didn't have to do it, but thank you. I could have been on alcohol, but thank you. I could have been on the outdoors, but thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to let me know I can. I can climb that mountain. It seems hard sometimes. Lord, I thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you, Father. See, it don't take much. Every time I think, it's like fire shut up in your bones. You just can't sit down on him. I'm trying to let it go. I'm trying. That's it. Lift it. You ain't got to have your head hang down. No matter what nobody says, you are of a God's child. You are queen and king from the royal family. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, O gracious Father, for that word. You spoke through me to your people. You set me down, you stood up. The doors of the church is open. This is your time to come unto Jesus. It doesn't matter what you did in your past. Well, I know you. You said, well, Lord, I done too much of dirt. I drunk too much. Lord said, so? You the only one holding it against yourself. All he wanted you just to grab his hand. The rest, I even forgot. This is your time to accept it. Lay your sins at the altar of forgiveness. It doesn't matter how much you did. He still loves you. Saw you when you was in a nightclub. Saw you when you was doing all the stuff in it. He still loved you to bring you here to this day, this time, in this moment. I'm not going to hold you long, but I want you to know God loves you. He loves you so much that he don't want you to. You can do it in many other blessings in God's name. I thank you. You may be seated. Now, y'all pray for Pastor. Keep him in your prayers and his family. Sometimes he might not always say nothing. He might not even mention it. But keep him in your prayers. His family. Yeah, sometimes his heart gets heavy. But you got to stay praying for him.